HealthNow.com.
Did you happen to catch a little bit of the Republican reality television show that's moving from state to state? It's like the Big Top, the old circus Big Tops when they used to move that way. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk, obviously, about the Republicans, the latest debate, how things are looking poll-wise. I can't help it. I'm the poll princess. Sometimes the polls are right, sometimes they are getting it wrong, so it seems, out of the gate. I haven't seen this happen before. And remember, South Carolina, which Newt Gingrich won, is usually the litmus test for who gets the Republican nomination. But will it hold true this time around? I'm not so sure about that. We can count coming up in this hour. Boy, lots of numbers and lots of things to talk about. And I am fumed. In our next segment, we have a dungeon moment. And here's a little tease for something coming up in tomorrow's show. We've got an exciting interview with somebody who actually makes stuff in America to their detriment. Yep. A company that's pretty new and a company that's breaking even, but a company that could do a lot better if they ship things overseas. So another Made in America segment coming up in our next show. But let's stick with the stuff right out of the gate. And right out of the gate, it's about the Republicans going after each other. A lot of mudslinging between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, without a doubt. Newt Gingrich is not wasting any time, but just going for the jugular when it comes to Mitt Romney. He says he's full of it, if you know what I mean.
That's the succession of this campaign. We've moved from Romney's pious baloney to Romney's desperate baloney. A president who'll be able to open a delicatessen. If you've been campaigning for 6 years and you begin to see it slip away, you get desperate. And when you get desperate, you say almost anything.
All right, speaking of saying almost anything, what about the Freddie connection and Newt Gingrich? So he releases the numbers about what he made consulting, at least in one of the years with Freddie, and that was $300,000, but that's just 1 year for the consulting. Mitt Romney, after getting grilled on the taxes last week in South Carolina, said, screw it, I'm going to release them. So Mitt Romney paid $3 million in 2010 in taxes. Geez, if he paid 15%, what do you think he made? He made $21.7 million in income. That's some of the early stuff that came out courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. And he's estimating his taxes for 2011. So $21.7 million. But you know what? You put that up against movie stars and athletes, that's a drop in the bucket. You put that up against the rest of us, however, and that's like winning the lottery. And this is only 1 year. He makes his money off of investments, and he doesn't flinch when he talks about it. So there was more sparring, like a ring, in Florida this time, and this is what the Republicans are doing to each other. I'll say this again. I talk to a lot of Democratic strategists and Republican strategists. The Democrats are licking their chops. They hope that the Republicans dig up enough dirt on each other with the four that are just left until by the time you get to the end of the road and the end of the primary season and finally someone's left standing, the Democrats have that much more ammunition and they'll just turn the tables and use all the stuff that was dug up by Newt Gingrich people or Mitt Romney people or Rick Santorum people or, you know, anybody else who decides to go and dig. Now, Congressman Ron Paul, he's all about the whole libertarian thing, and I give him credit. He does not move away from it. He looked for every opportunity in the debate to just talk about it. He's not going to be the Republican nominee. No way, no how. I will walk naked to New Jersey, I'm so sure of it, if he were the Republican nominee. But he's probably the one that's going to go all the way to the convention, and he's going to get some delegates along the way, too. He's going to get some delegates. Is it going to be Newt Gingrich? Is it going to be Mitt Romney? And do either one of them, because this is what Newt Gingrich keeps hammering home, that he has to be the guy, because he's the only one who can debate Barack Obama. He's the only one who can turn this thing. So it has to be him. And he's really tying himself to anything that he can say is Reagan-esque. One of the biggest answers that he had was talking about, there was a layup question about what makes you conservative. And Newt Gingrich talked about campaigning for Barry Goldwater and Ronald Reagan, for founding groups like the Conservative Opportunity Society and GOPAC, and working hard on supply-side economics and military strength. So he had that down cold, saying that he focuses on big ideas and strategy and flat tax and Medicare reform, saying this is going to change Washington. This is what he's going to keep, I think, trotting out as he moves along. And Romney was just really consistent in attacking Gingrich. He was like a rabid dog going after Gingrich for lobbying for Freddie Mac and for how he was chaotic and got booted as the Speaker of the House for ethics violations. And Gingrich just pushed it away. Just said, if this isn't really the time to address this, but go to Gingrich.org and this is nonsense and you'll find all the answers there. So this will continue. Trust me, this will continue. But I still say bravo to Ron Paul, because he does stick to his guns. He says he's about liberty and he means it, because he's got that base that is tied to it. And he was the one who brought up the whole audit of the Federal Reserve, and now some of the other candidates are trying to jump on that train as well. That's not the only thing that came up besides, we've got the debates. What else is happening in Washington? You could say not a lot, right? But I mentioned this before. It's worth saying in this show, so you know, there's a seat up for grabs. Sadly, it's because Gabby Giffords, not surprisingly, has to focus on her recovery, so that House seat will could go either way, although it looks like there's a pretty strong Democrat that might be able to slide into it. But they're going to have an election in Arizona to fill that spot, as she's going to officially resign this week, and then that in 72 hours, and they'll put that up and go from there in that state. Also, Senator Mark Kirk, sad, had a stroke, and the doctors are saying that probably he's going to have a pretty lengthy recovery, just 52 years old, but that he has a good chance of fully coming back. He had to have a procedure to relieve pressure from an injury, from that brain injury, I'll call it the stroke, because really it's a stroke. It was a blood clot that stops blood and oxygen to the brain. They don't even know what happened. They have no idea what caused that. Scary when you read the details of that, if you've ever heard or know of anyone who's had to have it done. But the recovery is pretty long. He has a chance to kick it and come back, but I wonder what will happen in his case. Stroke, I didn't realize this till I started to look into it. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. All right, if you want to chime in, 800-259-5791, Sling and Mud, do you think that gets it done for the Republicans, or does it just make it worse in the end by the time you get to the end of this thing in the convention? We got a dungeon moment coming up next as well. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, now, party and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All them is playing mistakes that chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
America, come on. Turn on the coffee and light up the phone lines. 800-259-5791. Dungeon is waiting. We're going to go to Rick in Illinois first. Hey, Rick, what's shaking?
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, this new, if he gets one of his campaigns, I'll be, he's for open marriages. He'll get a lot of votes that way. Just start campaigning that. Put that on his platform.
Get some swingers that would vote for him?
Yeah, well, he wants a wife and a girlfriend, too. So that means Herman Cain going to come back?
Here's what I wonder in all seriousness. Okay, let's say Mitt Romney, even though he's the establishment guy, once again, he doesn't get it, just like with John McCain the last time around when Mitt Romney was there and he was pushing to become president. So if it were Newt Gingrich, how many women? I wonder if that whole thing about the ex-wife and the first wife had cancer and then the second wife got MS and they were married for 18 years. And I wonder how much that would affect the female vote.
I don't know.
I don't think it'll affect the men. I don't.
The man wouldn't care, but it might. But, well, I just want Herman Cain to come back now because he had a wife and girlfriend. So I qualify now, and Palin, she can come back because she likes to have affairs with her husband's business partners.
You are terrible. That is just trash. You're like a tabloid reporter.
Well, if it's good enough for news, that'd be good enough for them, hadn't it? But if he does, by a freak of nature, gets elected, do we call this first mistress lady or first lady mistress or How would you address her?
She's married to him. She'd be the first lady.
She wasn't married to him when he was married.
No. Oh, no. Clearly everybody, and maybe that's it. I guess people, now because of everything that's happened with affairs, with, go roll back to the Clinton days and before that, and Kennedy and all the things that have happened, maybe people are just dull to it and don't care.
Yeah, I just wonder, how would you officially put in on a news, you know, or
she paper. Is his wife. They would call her the first lady. Callista.
First mistress lady or first lady.
You're awful. You are Democrat through and through, no matter what.
I don't know which is worse. Newt thumping Romney in South Carolina or me getting skunked in a football game.
Boy, the football games were incredible to watch, but stunning. Wow. The end of those games were incredible. What happened? The 49ers could have won that. The Ravens could have won. What happened?
Well, that one bonehead guy for the 49ers on a muff that punt return. He should have got away from the ball.
Yeah, Kyle Williams. Kyle Williams is paying the price for that because everybody's tweeting that that he's an idiot and how could he do that and he screwed up. Well, let's face it, they had it iced until then. So yeah. And just to remind everyone, Rick in Illinois, who said that the Ravens would win 31-28 and the 49ers would win 24-21. You were way off course, my friend.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know they had the bonehead players on them team.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Send them Cleveland Browns or something like that.
There you go. Well, we have more.
Training, and they train them guys to stay away from that ball when it's rolling, you know, in for in. They got no chance of even making a play and run away from it, not run to it. I just can't believe that happened.
I can't either.
Field goal carry, that's just a little chip shot for most people.
Yeah.
Blew that.
Yeah.
But I think that guy had that ball in long enough in the end zone. Reception for Baltimore. I think they should have had a touchdown.
I agree, but you know what? You can't roll the clock back on that. Once they rule, and you just got to move on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think he had enough. I think he had it caught, and he had his feet down. I think it should have been a touchdown.
Yeah,
then they knocked the ball out. But
yeah, I agree.
I'm going
with
my Giants.
My Giants next time.
Gonna roll over everybody.
Well, you know what? Save that up. Save that up for our final nail the score, because we'll do one the week of the Super Bowl. We still have that GPS. We got all kinds of good prizes to give away. Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
You too. Let's go to the dungeon. Here's the scoop. Imagine this. You just picture yourself in this situation. Your whole life you want to be on a cruise. So you go to Italy and you're going to take this little cruise. You get on a ship called the Costa Concordia. Lots of other Americans and Brits and Italians, all kinds of people are on this boat. So you head out, and before you know it, you've hit the rocks. The boat flips. You can't believe it's happening. You have to scurry to get off the boat. You have to swim to survival to the coastline, but you do it. And then the cruise company says, look, we want to make amends. We are so sorry. Because, you know, they're still searching for bodies. It's killed at least 15, could be 18 more dead people. They're blowing holes in the ship every day, trying to figure out if they can get to the cabins. It takes them 45 minutes to search each cabin, and they have 1,500 cabins. But you've moved on. You're sad for the people. It's still sickening to you to think what could have happened, that you might have been one of those people in the cabins trying to get out, but it was too late and you died. So the company calls you to say, we're so sorry about what happened. We apologize for what's happened. So we're going to offer you a 30% discount on future cruises. Are you kidding me? The Costa Cruises decided, well, maybe we'll be able to stave off some lawsuits and limit some of our liability from this deadly crash by offering amends. I would not even be able to tell you what I would say back if I got a phone call like that. I mean, seriously. I'm a nice person, but if somebody called me with that offer, you got to be kidding. So the company is going to refund everybody So you get your money back. Well, gee, that's nice. But then they're going to, so, but they wanted to let you know, besides the refund, you get a 30% discount on future cruises. And they say that also the other reason they're doing is that they hope people will stay loyal to the company. Exactly. I mean, when you hear the things that are happening, the amount of people that are found dead and they're still looking for all these people that are unaccounted for and they're submerged in that death tomb somewhere. They found two other women on Monday at, they were in the internet cafe. He's probably trying to escape. It flips over. You know, listen, there's going to be a class action lawsuit. They're going to file it in Miami. And they're going to look for $150,000 to $1.5 million a person. That's what's going to happen. The cruise line is going to have to pay. I think they're going to have to pay. And now you've got the tides off Tuscany that are kind of moving the boat around. It's getting risky. They're worried about whether there's going to be a leak of oil, and salvage experts are pumping the fuel because they're worried about that. And this, they're going to be there for a while. Trying to, you know, they don't want the, there's a risk of the Concordia sliding into deeper waters and then it'll be swallowed up by the sea. So anybody that they're trying to find, they're not going to be able to find those bodies. And at this point, people want closure. They want to know that they found them. That's what happens in these situations. So without further ado, Matt Johnson, open up the gates to our dungeon, and I think we got to throw everyone with this cruise line in there for this ridiculousness of having the gall to call people and offer them, oh, geez, you get a refund, and we're going to give you 30% off on future cruises. Are you kidding me? Throw them in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. This is how sad it is. The one body of the woman they found was a 30 years old, an Italian woman who was just married. She was on the cruise with a bunch of family members, and this is what happens. Matt, is that not a stab in the gut when to call up those people and offer a discount for future cruises?
I'd hang up and tell them to call my lawyer.
I would, too. I would record the conversation. I don't even know. I mean, I'd be stunned. I would think, no, this can't be happening. They can't be this stupid to make this phone call to try to solicit. Because really, solicit business? Oh, we'll give you your couple of $1,000s back. And then all the people, the Americans that were on that ship, the ones that died and also ones that survived, are watching in horror. As every day, some new sad story comes out of Italy as to who they found. I mean, it's insulting. It's ridiculous. We Can Count coming up next.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the Revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We like fast cars in America, don't we? Have you heard about this new Mustang, a 200-mile-an-hour Ford Mustang selling for $300,000? Boy, talk about one of a kind. I do like Mustangs, and I happen to see a photograph of this one, and it's a sweet ride, but that's an expensive ride. Think of what you could do for that money. You could work for Freddie. You could work for Freddie Mac for that. Consulting, no less. I guess you could pay for the Mustang that way. Oh, that was a shot at Newt. It's a prototype. It's a 2013 Shelby GT500. It actually sold at the Barrett Jackson auction in Scottsdale this past weekend for that amount of money. So they're using it to develop an upcoming muscle car, a 650 horsepower supercharged 5.8-liter V8, baby. I mean, this is, like I said, this is a very sweet-looking car. I'm almost tempted to post it on our website because I know there's a lot of motorheads out there that could appreciate the beauty of it. But the price tag, boy, that's the thing. When you talk about numbers, that's a pretty big number because there are, as you know, in the car world, there's a lot of bang you can get for your buck in that neighborhood. But if you're a Mustang person, I guess it kind of makes makes perfect sense if you look at it, if you look at it that way, right? All right, let's move on to something else. One senator, one pat down that did not happen, and a lot of red faces behind the scenes anyway. Rand Paul going through the Nashville airport, the senator from Kentucky, had the alarm bells go off when he went through. So he asked if he could just go through the screening process again and was told, no, you can't do that. You've got to go. You've got to be, you know, pat down. You have to get a pat down. He says that he showed them his knee and his socks and all that kind of stuff, but it still said that you have to get a pat down. And the TSA is saying this is what they do. They follow the procedures for all people who go through the checkpoints, and so a senator wouldn't be any different. So this goes back to the thing, ultimately, of our, what I believe is the, is violating our privacy rights. Not that we don't have to have security, but the fact that you should be able to just be rescreened again. I just don't think that's that difficult. Why do you have to have the pat down? I think the pat down is so intrusive. It is. I mean, we all think it. Why don't we just say it? None of us want to get patted down like we've just been stopped in a drug bust and they tell you to spread your legs so that they can, so that they can feel up and down your legs and your back. Ugh, it's creepy, if you ask me. By the way, and this is the number part of it, how many people have been screened and patted down through the TSA? Well, I tried to find out that number, and there are conflicting reports. The number that I originally got from somebody out of Dallas was that it was 125,000. 125,000? Could that be right? Are you kidding me? And that's just from the start of the year? We're into January. We're not even at the end of January, and that many people have gone through pat downs. I guess they keep a record of such things, and I think that seems like a pretty high number to me. Does that seem like a high number to anybody else? All right, here's something else that I came across today that I thought was definitely of interest because we've been talking about this. Through the beginning of the week, Joe Paterno dies at the age of 85. And Paterno, because of what happened with an assistant, Jerry Sandusky, as we know, he's facing 50 counts of child, you know, molestation and other variations of that. It turned everything sour for a legendary coach. He was booted in the middle of November. And some people think that he died of a broken heart. So what was the university going to do? How are they going to handle this? They have this legendary coach who coached forever, for 61 years. That was his career with the Nittany Lions. Since he was a kid, he coached there. So what the university decided to do was they were going to have public viewings Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning on the campus. They were going to also have a private funeral service and a burial on Wednesday afternoon. So they decided they would open up the university to it. They said they had limited tickets for the service to 2 per person, and they wouldn't allow signs at the service. Also, no photography and videos, none of that stuff. And they were working out some more of the details. Penn State, in my opinion, did the right thing here because to not acknowledge his death after all those years. Let me say the numbers again. He dies at 85, and he was the coach there for 61 years. It's sickening and sad the way he went out. It's sickening what happened in the case of this cover-up of why they didn't pursue Sandusky more aggressively, no matter ultimately what happens in the court of law. That's where the university failed. But in some senses, and Paterno knows it, he wished that he had done more. And some of this should fall on him. But at the same time, he was also a very easy scapegoat in this situation. And they took full advantage of that at the university, to be sure, because knowing that for years people had talked about Paterno should have been, he was at the end of the coaching spectrum, and he should have been gone just and had a pleasant way out years ago. So instead it ends up this way, and it gets it Penn State off of, out of the fray, saying that they did something because they got rid of the athletic director and they got rid of Joe Paterno. And look at how it all ends up. They end up still with egg on their face. Absolutely. This was a big ruling from the Supreme Court, and it fits into We Can Count. Because, boy, can we can count on our hands when it talks about privacy, what has happened with the court. Sometimes you can't always tell which way they're going to go. That's the beauty of this ruling. The decision was this, and it was a real test and when it comes to privacy rights. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that police violated the Constitution when they attached a GPS tracker to a suspect's car without a valid search warrant. And they voted unanimously in one of the first major cases to test privacy rights in the technology digital era, if you will. And this may show how this will how the court will go in future privacy cases in the coming years, maybe, because, you know, you think of online documents and cell phones and who knows, iPads, who knows what else will come down the pike. But they split over the reasoning, 5-4. They suggested that the differences remain over how to apply principles that would prohibit unreasonable searches. So how about that? And Justice Scalia wrote for the majority and said that as conceived in the 18th century, the Fourth Amendment's protection of persons, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures would extend to private property such as an automobile. How about that? Bravo. I think that's an excellent ruling. That's the way it should have gone down. And thank goodness it did. Reining in the police on the GPS trackers. Why shouldn't they have valid warrants? You know, the court has tested this since the late 60s. If you go back to 67, they had a case where it held that warrants were required before police could wiretap a call made from a public telephone booth because the Fourth Amendment protects people, not places. So there have always been some interesting challenges. But this one's big because now we're talking about, as I said, the digital era here, and maybe this is a glimpse of things to come down the pike in the future with this group. And since I'm all about that, please, please don't take rights away. Give us as many rights back as possible, or leave them alone, at least. That's the beauty of living in these United States, that we can honestly say we live in a free country and we have rights and we don't want those rights trampled on. That's why you got to be diligent. That's why you have to have a voice. Just when you think you can skate away, it's not so easy to do that. Here's another one for the tail end of We Can Count. You know, I say this all the time, but numbers are hidden all around us without a doubt. It all comes down to that. Whether we're talking in this segment about Joe Paterno or we're talking about the Supreme Court and ultimately their ruling. A sad story here in the fact that weather, Mother Nature, often plays a big part of anything that we talk about on America Tonight because it's something that's the common denominator for all of us. I always say when you get into an elevator and you're a friendly kind of person and the person next to you looks at you, what are you talking about? The weather. What is going on with the weather? There was a severe storm just heading into the week, in the beginning of the week, Sunday night into Monday. And in Arkansas, boy, it ripped apart. And in Alabama, too. In Alabama, once again, they bear the brunt. You could see where one side of the street was okay, maybe a little damage, and the other side of the street in Birmingham was torn up. And it was so severe, in fact, it killed at least 2 people, injured 100. And it wasn't just Alabama. It was spread across a couple of states, but they certainly bore the brunt of it. In Arkansas, there were some tornadoes that were awful, too. 12,000 people still don't have power statewide in Alabama. It's rough stuff. You get these windstorms and tornadoes. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, here in this segment talking about a couple of different things that has happened as far as, you know, cruising through and looking at things that caught my eye that I think is kind of that buzz in your backyard. I mean, the reality show that is the Republicans, we can't seem to get enough of, but that's not the thing that's pulling down all the ratings. You know, I happen to notice today, boy, there are so many shows that have to do with singing. The Voice, American Idol, there's another show, and I don't even know what it's called, it's on NBC, and then there's another show on NBC called Smash, and that has to do with singing, and Broadway. This is the era of the singer. If you have any kind of a voice, you just have to figure out a way to get to these auditions and get yourself on one of these shows, because your 15 minutes of fame and maybe a little of Do-Re-Mi might come your way. This is a great time to be unintimidated and unencumbered and decide, even if you really don't have a voice to just go for it, because it's the land of opportunity when it comes to these television shows and all these auditions that they hold all over the place. And they hold them in big cities and small cities. So there's always a shot that you might be able to audition and get in. Kind of like the Republicans. There's always a shot that somebody new might come down the pike. They keep pushing Mitch Daniels and Jeb Bush. Every time I turn on the tube, I'm hearing somebody say, oh, Jeb Bush, there's always a chance that's what's going to happen, because now everybody's going to, you know, people are going to get upset with what the mudslinging with the Romney and Gingrich show, and then Santorum's there, and Ron Paul doesn't really, even though a lot of people like Ron Paul, loyal followers, libertarian bent, not enough, certainly nothing to get him elected on the Republican side. So we're going to have to bring someone else in here. There's going to have to be a hero. We need a hero for the GOP, and it's Jeb Bush or Mitch Daniels. For a while, it was the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, and then he made sure that nobody was knocking on his door because he wanted nothing to do with it, realizing this definitely wasn't his time, right? There's no way it was his time, so he backed away is what he did. All right, medical marijuana. We had a big show last week where we talked to a couple of a judge in California and a longtime police officer about marijuana in that state, and they were pushing to have it regulated and taxed, is what they called. They didn't want to use the word legalize marijuana, but that's what it would do, legalize marijuana. And they were both pretty confident that this could get on the ballot in November in California, and that Cali would pass it if they could get it on the ballot, and then all the other states would pick this up and see that this was the way to go. And before you know it, you could smoke pot, they'll tax it, the cities and the states will make money off of it, and this will be the way to get out of debt. And I don't know, really, do you think that's going to happen? I never, of all the things that I would put on the I don't think this happens in my lifetime list, I put pot on that list. I think there's a really big blowback on marijuana of any sort. Then the other part of it is saying it's a gateway drug, and we've had people on that have talked about that. You know, where do you stand on the issue of pot? And Ron Paul gets dragged into this because of the whole privacy rights thing, all that stuff. You'll hear people say, oh, well, young people just want to vote for him because then they figure pot would be legalized. Well, apparently somebody needed to tell this guy who was on a JetBlue flight that you just can't walk around with bags of pot and think that it's okay to do that and to light up a doob when you're on the plane. So a man is now facing these drug charges after smoking pot on a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Newark. The crew member said they became suspicious when he dropped a clear plastic bag in the cabin. This man is 43-year-old Adam Blungerkrantz of L.A. So when the plane is approaching Newark, the crew saw him go into a bathroom. When he came out, there was marijuana smells all around. Whoops. Darn, he didn't bring that patchouli. He didn't bring that spray to get the odor out of the air. So he was charged with possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia, and then he was released. What was this guy possibly thinking? That it was legalized? He just somehow dreamed that up in his head? I don't know. But especially the whole smoking thing, because you can't smoke anyway on a flight. Going into the bathroom, and they even have, I think in most of the laboratories, they even still have signs that talk about that. So already you'd be in trouble for that alone. But marijuana? The last flight I was on, that they, for free, somehow I got bumped up to first class. And when I was up there, I talked to one of the flight attendants, and she told me that she told somebody who was looking at porn to shut it down, or she was going to report him. And I thought, oh boy, please don't pull this plane down out of the sky because someone's looking at porn. And I guess the guy was kind of obstinate, but then he did it. But I've never been on a flight where anyone smoked cigarettes in the bathroom or tried to smoke pot. And you got to figure that this guy's going to pay the price for that. Ooh. Speaking of flights, you know when they say, oh, please take the card out in front of your seat in front of you, pull that out and read as we go along, or now they have the drop-down thing that's got the video, and you can watch that about what happens in emergency cases. And they talk about turbulence, and you kind of get dulled to it if you fly a little bit, because they'll say, oh, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt signs. Please return to your seats, because we're hitting a little bit of a turbulent path coming up, or whatever it is. But they say three American flight attendants got injured. There's a flight headed to Miami that had severe turbulence. The flight was going from Brazil to Miami. They had 167 passengers on it. None of the passengers were injured, but three of six flight attendants were injured. So I wonder if what happened is they say the turbulence hit about 2 hours into the flight and everything was okay, and then the next minute the plane just fell. You know when you get that huge drop? Oh, that's scary. I think I've only felt that once on a flight where it's like you're on a roller coaster, but it's not coming up. It's just that boom in your stomach. So on the plane, when they had the huge drop, people were upset. They were screaming and crying and, you know, whatever. And so all the flight attendants had to be taken to hospitals to be treated because they got banged up. What happened was like one of the flight attendants hit the ceiling, and then when she came down, the cart hit her. Ooh, that sounds nasty. So that proves to me that when they tell you about put your seatbelts on and buckle up because of the turbulence, they mean it, that sometimes this is what can happen. So I guess they needed to get down right away, and they didn't. I mean, turbulence can be pretty scary. But did you know somebody told me this, and I don't know if this is true, but as much as you feel that drop, no plane, we'll have to have Denny Kelly on, our flight friend, former pilot that's come on the show a bunch to talk about things that are happening in the airline industry. But apparently there's never been a jet that's been brought down by turbulence, because they can take the turbulence. And even the wings and all that stuff, they don't crack. So that's not what the problem ever is. The turbulence is scary and it freaks people out, but it has not, it hasn't brought a plane down. It's just bumpy and it's uncomfortable. And that's why they say the whole thing about the seatbelts, because things can move around. It's that thing about shifting, items shift in the overhead. So be careful. So apparently those flight attendants just couldn't sit down fast enough before they were flying up in the air. Maybe they needed some of that pot that other guy was smoking, but then they would have been cuffed when they got off the plane. But they might have felt better. You never know. Any thoughts on the show? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
You want to get high?
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?